We're going to move into a time of communion where we reflect on the gospel, where we remember Jesus, and where we actually take what he gave us, bread and juice, bread broken, to remind us that his body was broken and torn on the cross. Juice that reminds us that his lifeblood was poured out on the cross to wash a sinner like me, a sinner like you, clean, to forgive us our sins, to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. I'm going to invite some of the men to come to prepare to serve us. Communion, bread and juice, symbols, reminders, means of grace to us. We simply receive these things as a gift. We take them and we are changed. We're changed as we reflect on the gospel. We focus our hearts and our thoughts on the gospel and celebrate together how good God is. So I'd invite you, if you're a believer in Jesus, take bread, take juice, hold those in your hands and reflect. Reflect on the light of the world that came to overcome your darkness, to reconcile you to a holy God. The peace that we now enjoy because of the cross. Once we've all been served, we'll take that together. And if you are here today and not a believer in Jesus and have not entrusted yourself to his care, I invite you right now today to simply cry out to him and say, I'm the problem. It's my darkness that's broken and messed up your world. And would you shine your light into this dark place, into all the recesses and cobwebs and corners, and would you clean house? And would you make me new inside? Would you forgive me and make me part of your new creation so that I could shine as a light that points to the light in the world? Jesus, thank you that you came to expose this dark heart, but not to shame me or ridicule or humiliate, but to humble enough to receive a gift I didn't deserve. You came to break the prison bars, open these blind eyes, and set this captive free. Thank you, Jesus, for exposing to us our sins so that we could run to you as the only hope and our rescuer, who forgives our sins and washes us clean. Thank you, Jesus. We receive a good gift from your hand, and we reflect on what it costs, and we worship you. His body broken for you. Take and eat. His blood poured out to wash our filthy stains whiter than snow.